Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Joining us right now on the Trocare College Live Line, Don Arthur with Brighton Agri Pharmacy. We're talking about a news conference set to be held later on today where, Don, you're shedding a light on an issue that you see rising up with the closure of all of these Rite Aids around here. You're taking aim at pharmacy benefit managers. And I'm hoping we can start just by helping to explain what a pharmacy benefit manager is.
Well, good morning, Brian. Good morning, Susan. In the 70s, when technology took over our pharmacy practice, we put the typewriters under the counter and we started using computers. We needed a technology partner just to process the millions of claims a day that run through our pharmacies. So similar to MasterCard Visa, we created these prescription benefit managers just to help us move those transactional traffic through the system. The problem, 50 years later, now the three largest prescription benefit managers, Express Scripts that handles Highmark, Blue Cross, and Univera, CVS Caremark, and Optum, which is owned by Univera, they're processing upwards of 250 million patients' prescriptions on a daily basis, which is 80 to 90% of the U.S. population. So they've got themselves wedged in the middle, which is why we call them middleman. They extract large rebates from drug manufacturers, which is raising the price of prescriptions. Rebates would be great if they were passed through to the purchaser of healthcare, governments, local, state companies, but these middlemen are keeping these rebates.
Well, what can we do about it to, I guess, make it more sustainable for pharmacies?
Well, they're not going to fix themselves. So unfortunately, we need a legislative correction. And we've been going to Albany the last 15 years on this issue. We've been working in Washington. And the reason there's a press conference today is because, you know, we've been talking about this issue and nothing's been done. And this is the reason. There's, you know, we've been talking about the Rite Aid closures, which are terrible for our community. I've had over 100 applications from Rite Aid pharmacists. Some of them have been in the same store for 20 years. Working, their wives are home with their families, and they're going to be out of work within the next couple days. So this issue has been around, but with the Rite Aid closure, we hope that both our state politicians and federal politicians realize this has to be corrected now. Again, if the correction comes in soon, it's too late for Rite Aid.
Right. I was just about to ask you, how does the closure of all these Rite Aids across Western New York contribute to what you see as an issue here with the pharmacy benefit managers? Are you worried about who might be able to fill that void and that, you know, maybe only being a handful of people who are able to move in?
Well, you know, as we saw, you know, years ago on every corner, when we saw construction, you know, we would laugh. Is it a Rite Aid? Is it a CVS? Is it a Walgreens? Those days are long over. We've been visited now by one of the larger commercial real estate companies in Western New York, and they came in as recently as last week with a sheet of paper, and it's got over 30 locations on it. It's the leases that Rite Aid has that are in plazas owned by this local developer, and nobody is going to take those. Rite Aid went out of business, not because they're poor businessmen. The model, the payment model does not work. It did not work for them. I think they thought they were large enough to survive it, maybe to make up for it in out front sales, which are not what they used to be. So they're gone. And really, unlike in the past, where retail pharmacy was very competitive, we'd love to go into these locations because these weren't all busy stores. These were not stores that were lacking business, but there's nobody to go into those locations. A lot of the files are going to be transferred to Walgreens and CVS, but they're having their own issues.
You know, it seems, Don, that nothing gets done fast in Albany, and their session is ending, I think, next week. Do you think there is a chance that Albany could pass some reform in the next week that would help this situation?
I'm optimistic. We thought we were going to get regulation. What we're looking for, it's called the Patient Access to Pharmacies Act, because that's who's being affected by this. We're losing, I think, 13 pharmacies in the city of Buffalo. No one is going to come in and replace those locations. We're losing a lot of pharmacies in rural areas. So this is absolutely affecting patients throughout Western New York, including the senior citizens. So the legislation has been close. I honestly think, unfortunately for Rite Aid, this issue is going to push them over the top. It's a start. This won't completely resolve the issue, but this will address some of the payment model problems that persist in pharmacy. And it should allow CVS, Walgreens, independent pharmacies like myself, there's 60 of us in Western New York, it should allow us some time to continue to work with our legislators. You can't work. Highmark Blue Cross uses Express Scripts. They're the largest offender in the PBM space, and we've met with them, and they don't seem to be in a position to really want to try and help the problem, which is unfortunate because it's affecting their members, it's affecting senior citizens.
Wondering about this week, did you see a lot of people walk through the doors looking to change pharmacies the week that a lot of these Rite Aids were shutting their doors?
Every day. It's been extremely busy, and this is very problematic. We had two cases yesterday which are troubling. We had a mom of an 11-year-old. Her prescription for her son's controlled substance had been filled at a Rite Aid. The Rite Aid yesterday was closed, but the prescription had been filled. We're very, very highly regulated, so it's not an easy problem to unwind. When we fill controlled substances in the state of New York, we all push that claim up into the cloud, and it's called the prescription monitoring program. So once a pharmacy fills a controlled substance in New York, it cannot be filled again. So that family, we didn't have a solution for them. Their son's medication was locked in a Rite Aid, and there was really nothing they could do to resolve that. And we've had a couple other examples. So yes, it's been very busy, and it's had isolated problems like that. Transferring, if people realize their Rite Aid pharmacy is not going to be open, might be next week, might be 2 weeks, might be today, they really need to act quickly and establish a relationship with another community pharmacy. Otherwise, they're going to run into potential short-term problems.
All right. Well, Don, thanks so much for explaining this. Good luck to you, and we'll be attending your news conference later this morning.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.